News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, Dublin woman Claire Ryan joins me now, having just broken her own record for under ice free diving, swimming 80 metres beneath a frozen lake in Finland on a single breath. Her only equipment, a bathing suit and swim goggles. You are very welcome to the show, Claire. And I have to say, I was most impressed. No wetsuit, no booties, and I would imagine no dry robe afterwards.
Good morning. Yeah, there definitely was a dry robe afterwards, once I got out. I was cold. Once the adrenaline is hitting your system, then the dry robe goes on, definitely. Yeah.
So tell me how somebody from Ireland gets interested in this type of under ice free diving, given the fact that I think we probably have a shortage of frozen over lakes in this country.
We do, but we've got a massive cold water swimming community. So there's lots of people swimming in the seas during the winter. So that's how I first got into cold water swimming, and that's how I became adapted to the cold. And then I've always been interested in free diving. Just the idea of being able to hold your breath underwater captured my imagination, and I just always wondered how you could train to do that. So then I saw a video. It was on a Finnish freediver called Johanna Norblad, and she was attempting to do like a world record. That's for a man or a woman under ice. And it was just a beautiful little video. And something about it hooked into my imagination. And I thought, oh, imagine you could just train yourself to do that. And I already had the cold water adaptation, and I was involved in the ice swimming community, which is swimming under 5 degrees. And I thought, oh, maybe that skill set could combine with the skill set of free diving. And and the rest is history.
Now, you held your breath on this occasion for 2 minutes and 13 seconds, and you're going right underneath that water. No fins, no flippers, no booties, as I say. What does it feel like under there, Claire? What is it about it that you enjoy so much?
I think it's the sense that there's a surrealness to it. Like, it's not as if every day you get a chance to do something like that, or some people never get the chance to do something like that. So it's just about enjoying the surrealness and just being a little bit detached from reality, because it's so surreal, and it's just a sense of sereneness. And you're kind of like, you can't hear much, you can't see much. You just have to kind of, and because you're trying to kind of like reach 80 meters, you go inward a little bit, but still you can hear the crunching of footsteps above you on the ice, and still you can sense the cold water. So it's definitely a unique experience.
So you did 60 metres, you did 80 metres, succeeded in both of those. What's the ambition now?
I would love to do 100 metres. Like, it's very hard to tell what your capacity for this is. You know, it's really like you can feel amazing, but you might just be hypoxic. So I'd like to do some incremental challenges and work my way up to 100. I think 100 is just a nice figure, a nice round figure that I have in my head. That's something I'd really love to do.
Well, do come back to us here on News Talk Breakfast when you reach that minus 100 metre feat. I can hear the sort of calmness in your voice, actually, Claire. I can hear why you have the personality and the discipline to deal with or to take on a record-breaking swim like this. Congratulations to you. And there's beautiful videos online if you want to take a look at Claire, or indeed any of the other freediving community doing what they do. Beautiful.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.